Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I can't wait to make fun of billionaires and talk about them here in just a second. What else do we have on tap this hour? I'm going to do a bunch of emails. We're already talking about the DUI stuff. We've already gone over that. I want to talk about Joe Biden's summer of 2020 comments from today. I think they're pretty revealing over what plans these people have. I'll go over that after some emails. We can talk about the Mark Cuban stuff, but all that's still to come this hour. We have so much to get to in this show, but I want to get to this. Mark Cuban, billionaire. He owns the Dallas Mavericks, an NBA team. It's going to sound like I'm picking on him initially, but I'm not. He's just the face of what we're about to talk about, because here's what happens. People get confused why some people choose to side with the communists. Now, most people are understanding when poor people side with the communists. You know, even if you read history books, if you're a rural Chinese farmer and you've been crapped on by the people in power and the people in power and the people in power, and all they do is dump on you and oppress you, and along comes some group of people that says, hey, we're going to stop all that and we're going to make everything equal. Well, look, it's not like I'm defending communism, but that's kind of at least understandable, right? If you're, let's make it about America. If you're an American citizen, and let's keep in mind, some American citizens live in hellholes. I remember it was a couple years ago. I talked about it on the air. You heard me talk about it, but I was in New York City and I had to take a train from New York City to DC. It's just a very fast run. Well, I don't know if you've traveled much by train, but here in America, at least, that's really the only way I've traveled by train. I'm not exactly sophisticated, even though I'm half European. Anyway, if you travel by train, you generally get to see some really awful neighborhoods. Why? Well, nobody wants to live next to the train tracks. The trains are really, really loud. So what neighborhoods pop up around the train tracks? Crappy ones, because they can't afford anything else. Go take a train from New York to DC or DC to New York sometime. There were neighborhoods, they didn't have windows in the homes. Not in some third world dump, not in Somalia, in America. Okay, so that's understandable. Someone lives in that kind of squalor, and then a dirtball commie shows up and says, hey, vote for me for city council, and I'll get you some extra food stamps. Look, I'm not saying they're right for making that decision, but I think you, me, we certainly understand that decision, right? But where people get confused is super wealthy dudes. Why do they go commie? After all, the commies want super high taxes, right? Surely guys like Mark Cuban don't want to pay more in taxes. Why do so many wealthy people, billionaires, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Mark Cuban, on and on and on. I could go down the list of the richest men in America. The majority would be communists. That doesn't make any sense. I understand food stamp guy. Why does billionaire guy do that? Why does billionaire guy talk like this? This is Mark Cuban. Michael, cut 18. Go.
I know I'm prejudiced. I know I'm bigoted in a lot of different ways. You know, and I've said this before. If I see a black kid in a hoodie at night on the other side of the street, bouncing, you know, I'm probably on the same side of the street, I'm probably going to walk to the other side of the street.
What's wrong with him? What kind of white guilt loser is this? And he's been all over social media in the last couple days trying to defend DEI and these things. But why? Mark, I don't understand. You're super rich. Surely that gives you the freedom to speak. But let me tell you something. These wealthy guys. Pause on this for a moment. I think there's a better way to explain this. Have you ever played an experiment? In fact, I think we've done this on the show. It's not exactly abnormal or my idea. Have you ever had an experiment with your friends or on a radio show where you said, hey, if I were to give you $1 billion, what would you do? You remember, in fact, I know we did it on this show because you remember my thing. This is going to come back to the billionaires and whatnot. Just stay with me. You remember my thing. If I was given $1 billion and didn't have to work anymore and all this other stuff, I mean, I'd still probably do the show because I have so much fun, but what would I do? And remember, I told you I would rent a yacht and I'd go on a tour of the Pacific War Islands, a guided tour with all my friends on a big yacht with people making us food and stuff. It's kind of one of those pipe dream things, right? What would you do if you were mega rich? You've played those games before. I know you have. Everyone has. But here's the thing about those games, those mental games we play with each other. It's fun for you, me, to dream about that. Oh, what if I had billions? Here's why I'd buy my own plane with a moat or whatever. I don't know how you'd put a moat on a plane. Shut up. Anyway, you understand what I'm saying. But the truth is this. Majorly wealthy guys, billionaires, the CEOs, those types, they don't live as free as you think they do, and they don't live as free as you or I did when we were having that imagination game in our minds about what we would do if somebody handed us a suitcase with $1 billion in it. You, me, we like to sit around and imagine that Mark Cuban, billionaire, and I'm just using him as an example. I could use anybody, any one of these billionaires. We like to imagine he's sitting there and what's he doing? He's making snow angels on his room that's full of $1 billion. And if he wants to wake up one day and he wants to take a private jet all over the world and just take the next 5 years off, he can do that, right? After all, he's a billionaire. If he wants to go on television tonight and come out speaking against all this insane diversity stuff, of course he can do that. He's a billionaire. He's making snow angels and the money. He can do whatever he wants, right? He's got all this money. He's totally free.
Well, let me tell you something. Money buys a lot of things. And we talk about this on the show. We're very honest about this. What does money buy rich people? It buys them access. Access to what? Access to things poor people don't have. Better food, better medical care, pretty girls, nicer cars, better planes, nicer hotels, buys you fancy clothes, buys you all these things. But please hear me when I tell you, when you get to that CEO billionaire level, what money does not buy you is freedom. You think it does. Especially you're working an hourly job. You need that time and a half to pay the bills. You look at a guy like Mark Cuban with his courtside seats and his Playboy model girlfriend. I'm just kidding. He might be married. I don't even know. His Playboy model girlfriend and his Learjet. And you think to yourself, wow, that guy is free. That guy can do whatever he wants. But that guy cannot. That guy has chains on him. They may be made of gold, but they are still chains. Mark Cuban is one public comment against the system away from being destroyed. Or at least in his mind, he thinks that. Mark Cuban super wealthy guys like that, they must pay homage to the system or the system will destroy them. It's why the ultimate enemy of communism, both now and throughout communism's entire history, has not been wealthy people. It has not been that stereotypical guy with a monocle and a cigar in his mouth and his $10,000 Gucci suit. I don't know. Michael, does Gucci make suits? Did that make sense? I'm not very fashion. They do? Okay. And his $10,000 Gucci suit. That's not the enemy of communism. The poor guy, he simply is bought into supporting communism. The billionaire, yes, he's partially bought into it. He wants that new government contract. But more than anything, he's threatened at the point of a gun into supporting communism. The enemies of communism are the middle class. They always have been and always will be. Don't forget, the first people Stalin was shooting in the face, it wasn't the super wealthy. It wasn't the poor, although he killed many of them. It was the middle class, the kulaks, as they were called, the people who just owned a little bit of farmland, maybe with a ranch hand, wealthy enough to be free and independent, but not so poor you need a handout. The true enemy is the middle class. That's why everything the modern Democrat Party does is designed to stomp the middle class. That's why the billionaire isn't near as free as you think he is. Let's do some emails, shall we? Let me talk to you about pain. I'm embarrassed because I'm 42 now and I wake up with pains. There's a spot on, I don't even know where this comes from, not the back of my foot, not the heel, but the front, kind of that crease in between your left foot and your leg. I used to wake up and it would just hurt me all the time. My right knee, my shoulder, you know about the hip. I can't sleep on my right side. This happens as you get older. Why? Inflammation in the body. Body doesn't heal as fast, various injuries, scars, whatever it may be. Body gets inflamed. So how do we fight back against that? Well, here's what we normally do. We go grab ibuprofen. Oh, I'll just take a couple of these and it'll go away. So we liquefy our liver to try to ease the pain instead of embracing the body's natural response. I love Relief Factor because that's what it does. It's all natural stuff, turmeric, omega-3s, things like that, to prompt the body's response to decrease inflammation. I hate big pharma filth wrecking your body. Try Relief Factor. You don't have to make some lifetime commitment. They have a 3-week kickstart kit. It's $19.95. You have little aches and pains? All I ask for is for 3 weeks. If it doesn't work, dump it. Pour it out. Don't ever order it again. Try it. 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. 3-week kickstart kit, $19.95. Enjoy being pain-free the natural way. We'll be back. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. You know, as a father, as a dad, you want what's best for your sons. And what you don't want is your sons to get the bad parts of you, right? I really don't want my sons to get any of the bad parts of me. I want them to be a lot better men than I am. But you hope they at least get some of your skills. And I'll tell you, I had quite a gut punch yesterday. One of my sons got a D on his Spanish quiz. Can you believe that, Michael? With what a cultured linguist I am, my boy can't habla the way dad does. Can you even wrap your mind around that, Michael? How am I going to punish him? You know, here's what I think I'm going to do. I think we're going to move down to Mexico for a month, just like we did it in Europe for a week. And what I need to do is just emerge him in our culture, our Mexican culture. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's right. Cultural immersion, so he can be more Mexican the way I'm Mexican and hopefully learn to speak Mexican the way I do. Either way, trouble in the Kelly household. Let's get to some emails. Jesse, here's the one truth people just don't think about. Democrats will always hire people to do what they want done. We will never want any changes. One-track minds. If one is found out doing wrong and the public knows about it, they'll just fire that person and rehire someone else to do the same thing, but keep it from the public with lies. It all comes down to hiring people that are like-minded thinkers. They will never hire somebody to do something different. Listen, this is, again, this shows you how far behind the right is than the left. And here's what I mean by that. You know what? Play it again. Michael, this is Representative James Clyburn. He's a world-class communist piece of trash from South Carolina. He's majorly powerful. He was giving a speech telling the black people in South Carolina how pro-black Joe Biden is. But here's James Clyburn bragging about Joe Biden's hires. Cut nine, go.
And he said to the American people that he had been a part of diversifying our Supreme Court. And if given the opportunity, he would appoint the first African-American woman to sit on that court. He got the opportunity, and he did it. But Joe Biden didn't stop there. He has put Michelle Childs, a black woman from South Carolina, on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, the second highest court in the land. He didn't stop there. He's put another South Carolinian, an African-American woman, on the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, the Andrew Benjamin. But he didn't stop there. Joe Biden has appointed more women of color to our circuit courts than all the former presidents combined.
Now, what's the counter to that? Okay, so the communist will get up and he will sit and brag about things like that. I only hired this communist because of the color of her skin, and this communist, and then he hired this communist because of the color of her skin. Look at all the race-based hiring we did. What's the counter to that? Well, you can decide for yourself what the counter to that is, but if you get to the average Republican will get up and brag that they didn't actually seek out people who were like-minded. In fact, to this day, you can find Republicans who will brag about, no, I have a lot of liberal friends. No, we actually hired a lot of Democrats in our office because I need an alternate voice. The right will brag about hiring people who will kneecap their own agenda. Look, Trump's agenda is dynamite. Dynamite. Wonderful. America first. Trump had his agenda completely destroyed by Democrats he brought into the administration. Frickin' Jared Kushner, Scaramucci. How are these losers anywhere close to an America First agenda? This is what Republicans do time and time again. They will hire their mortal enemies and look around when the agenda doesn't go through, and the communist never does that. And not only doesn't he do it, he doesn't even pretend. He doesn't act like that's what he's going to do. You never see a Democrat get up and brag about how many Republicans they brought into their office. Ever. They would never do it. It would never occur to them to do it. Republicans love to do that. Look how nice I am to the enemy, guys. And look where we are. Look where that got us. Freaking disaster. There's nothing, absolutely nothing you or I can do about that except for make preparations. Get some gold coins or silver coins. I don't give a crap what color they are. It means nothing to me. I only care about reliability. The history books tell you what's reliable. The dollar will come. The dollar will go. Gold remains. It always has. It always will. Even if you don't need it, your children might, and it doesn't go stale. Get a hold of Oxford Gold Group, 833-995-GOLD. They'll mail it to your front door. You don't need a bank vault. You don't need anything. 833-995-GOLD. My friends at Oxford, that's who you call.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be back.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Okay, so just so you know, Trump had an appeal today. He had to go to the appeals court. And this is huge because it's about whether or not Trump has immunity for some of the crimes he's being accused of in D.C. I want you to listen to this DEI judge from Trump's appeal process today. The level of communism and evil in our justice system, it is eye-popping. This is what happens when you allow your mortal enemy to take over the law schools of a nation. Michael, cut 12, go.
President ordered SEAL Team 6 to assassinate a political rival. That's an official act in order to SEAL Team 6.
He would have to be and would speedily be, you know, impeached and convicted before the criminal prosecution.
But if you weren't, there would be no criminal prosecution, no criminal liability for that.
Chief Justice's opinion in Marbury against Madison and our constitutional tradition and the plain language of the impeachment judgment clause all clearly presuppose that what the founders were concerned about was not.
I asked you a yes or no question. Could a president who ordered SEAL Team 6 to assassinate a political rival who was not impeached, would he be subject to criminal prosecution?
If he were impeached and convicted first. And
so your answer is no.
My answer is qualified yes. There is a political process that would have to occur under the structure of our Constitution, which would require impeachment and conviction by the Senate.
What are you listening to there? That was the judge, clearly against Trump, arguing that he doesn't have immunity. Man, oh man, we got some rocky stuff coming. All right, emails. I promised an email roundup. In light of Sleepy Joe projecting his extreme racist beliefs onto MAGA Republicans, I think it would be beneficial to everyone if you elaborated on Joe Biden's extensive public record of racism. From his best friend that he eulogized, Robert Byrd, calling black people predators, so on and so forth. He said, we love you in purely a friendship way. And his name is Mike from Pittsburgh. Gosh, I love friggin' Pittsburgh so much. It is so sad what's happened to that wonderful city. It's funny, Pittsburgh, my youngest son, you want to talk about some things just get in the blood? Okay, so pause on this. We'll come back to his question about the racism in a moment. Sorry, I'm going to talk more about me. I'm going to focus on me for a minute. You know, I was born in Steubenville, Ohio. You don't know where Steubenville is. It's down in southeastern Ohio, down right along the Ohio River. And there's a tiny town right next to it called Toronto, Ohio, and that's where my family's from. That's where the Kellys are from. That's where I lived until I was 10 when we moved to Montana. But Toronto, Ohio, if you look at a map, it's actually closer to Pittsburgh
than any of the real major cities in Ohio, the Cincinnati's, Columbus, those kind of places. So if it was ever, if we ever had had to go to a major city of some kind, it was always Pittsburgh. My dad's dad, Grandpa Jack, God rest his soul, he died when I was very young, but he was a Pittsburgh Steeler freak. He had Pittsburgh Steeler season tickets his whole life. He was a Steeler. My sister's a Steeler fan because of all this stuff. So Pittsburgh is a place that we know well. That was a place we went to often. And Pittsburgh has a thing. They put French fries on sandwiches. Now, I can already hear the Californians recoiling in horror when I said that. But I'm here to tell you, just hear me out. Hear me out, Californians. It's really good. It is very, very, very good. You think about it. There's a reason your burger comes with fries. They pair great with a burger. All right, so my youngest son, Luke, he's been to Ohio several times because we still have so much family back there. And he's been to Pittsburgh maybe once. But he knows nothing of this fry on sandwich Pittsburgh thing. That's not what he does. And yet, apparently it's just in the Kelly blood. This kid will order fries every meal and put them on whatever sandwich he's ordering. There's something about Pittsburgh that just flows through him. Anyway, I don't know why I went off on that. Back to the question. We need to point out that Joe Biden is the real racist. Let me push back on this. Is Joe Biden a racist old man? Of course, of course. It's come out several times during his life. His comments, you remember that comment he's made? That could apply to a million of them. You remember one of his most famous ones? I think poor kids should get the same opportunity as white kids. He calls black people boy. You remember this moment. You remember this? This was from 2012. This was Joe Biden, Michael, cut four, go.
Unchain Wall Street. They're going to put you all back in chains.
Eesh. Little uncomfortable, right? So is Joe Biden an old racist who feels like black people are lower? Obviously he does. He can't hide it very well. But listen, the right has made a mistake and continues to make a mistake. And I'm not insulting you or the email at all, but the right continues to make mistakes. The right feels like it can take all the weapons the communist uses and turn it back on him. They're the real racists, guys. Oh, look what Joe Biden said. They're the ones who are really racist. That does not work. It cannot work. It will never work on them because you're misunderstanding the dynamic. You're misunderstanding the support and the reasons for the support. You know what? I want to thank Whoopi Goldberg. I can't believe I'm saying that, but she gave a great example of this. Michael, cut 19, play Whoopi Goldberg from The View. Go.
There's a reason Joe Biden ran the way he did. There's a reason he's running for democracy now, because that's really what's at stake. You worried that you can't pay your bill? Wait till the other guy becomes president, and you won't have to worry about it because you'll be in some camp somewhere, because that's his promise.
You worried about your bills? If you elect Republicans, they'll put you in a camp. You remember we played it recently. No, you don't have to go digging for it, Michael. Don't worry about that. Chicago's Mayor Brandon Johnson, failing, unpopular, black communities very unhappy with him in Chicago. What was his response? Stood up and started calling them Confederates and Jefferson Davis. The, quote, Democrats are the real racist tactic doesn't work because the various voting blocks of the Democrats have been trained for generations, and they've been trained by previous generations to believe no matter how bad Democrats get, Republicans are the worst. If you talk to one of the LGBTQ demon mob, if you talk to one of those people, now, many of those people are waking up, but if you talk to one of those people, 99% of them are all in Democrat all the time. And you were to hold up something that shows a horrible Democrat failure that cannot be argued, right? The black and white fact. Hey, look at this video. Look at this. Here's what Democrats did, something they cannot possibly argue. They actually won't push back against that. They will simply say, yeah, but Republicans want me dead. Donald Trump wants me dead. That's what you get from them. There's a reason they're campaigning the way they're campaigning. We cannot take they're the real racists and turn that against them because of the years of indoctrination. We have to take different tactics with these people, all right? Speaking of different tactics, we love our dogs, right? We feed them, we water them. And speaking of food, we get them the right food for them, right? We're always changing the food blend. No, I got a new blend for Muffy's stomach. But you switched from one brown dog food to a different brown dog food, didn't you? Well, let me ask you something. Why is the beef-based dog food the exact same color as the salmon-based dog food you bought for Muffy? Let me spoil it for you. It's because they're both just dead food. There's not any nutrition in it. Doesn't matter whether it's salmon, beef, ostrich. It doesn't matter if you feed Muffy baby seals. It's all brown because they kill everything in dog food in the factory. You give your dog empty calories every single meal, and that's why our dogs die years before they're supposed to die. Start pouring Rough Greens on your dog's food. All natural nutritional supplement created by naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, by the way. You pour it on your dog's food, your dog has vitamins, minerals, probiotics, antioxidants. You will see a difference in your dog. His coat, his breath, his health, fewer trips to the vet. It's incredible. It has changed our life with our dog, Fred, man. It has. It's incredible, this stuff. Here's what you do. Pick up the phone, call 833-33-MY-DOG. That's 833-33-MY-DOG for a free jumpstart trial bag. Or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. All right? We'll be back. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I miss my soundboard so much. I was going to play the Frito Bandito now. Michael, can you play it for me? Do you have that? Do you have the ability to play things off my soundboard? Can we have that, please? Oh, no, he needs a minute. All right, all right. We'll get back to him. We'll get back to Michael in a minute. Let's get to some emails first. Jesse, a little-known judicial advocacy organization funded by left-wing nonprofits is training judges nationwide preparing for cases related to climate change. Since bad judges and crazy voters are the backbone of the problems in the U.S., why aren't conservatives also providing information to judges nationwide on climate change, DEI, election integrity, so on and so forth? Leave it to conservatives not to be forward-thinking, but always being reactionary. You want to know how professional these people are? I alluded to this a little bit yesterday. In fact, I didn't allude to it. I flat out talked about it, but allude sounds like a much more fancy European word. So that's a word that I use now that I'm half European. Anyway, I talked about Matthew Graves. This is a name you need to know because it's a name that Norm and Norma need to know. Who is Matthew Graves? Well, you want to know how deeply evil and rotted and corrupt the Biden administration is? Walk with me here. Matthew Graves was a campaign advisor to Joe Biden. Campaign advisor. Go, Joe. I'm working for you, Joe. Need me to do anything for you, Joe? A campaign advisor to Joe Biden. Joe Biden gets elected. Matthew Graves is promptly made a U.S. attorney. That's a really, really big deal. A majorly powerful, important position. U.S. attorney Matthew Graves. Okay, that alone, if it was only that story, that would be bad enough. But the rabbit hole goes deeper. You see, there's a group out there. The group is called Equal Justice Works. I don't need to bore you with the details at all of what this, quote, nonprofit does. The name itself pretty much speaks for it, right? This is another one of the communist nonprofits that works in the shadows. Nonprofits don't have to disclose their donors. These left-wing ones do these openly commie political things without ever getting busted for it. Equal justice works. Well, the big cheese at Equal Justice Works is a lady named Fatima Goss Graves. Fatima Goss Graves. She is the wife of Matthew Graves. She has, according to public record, I want to make sure I give Julie Kelly credit for this. This is her reporting. She has visited the White House dozens of times. Matthew Graves worked for Joe Biden's campaign. Now he's a U.S. attorney who's thrown January 6 protesters in dark holes. He's announced he intends to keep doing this. All the while, his wife has frequent meetings at the Biden White House with Biden and his team. And oh, they have these meetings on behalf of the nonpartisan, nonprofit Equal Justice Works. That is how you build a political machine. And that is how you enforce your will. And that is how you do the long walk through the institutions. Remember, that's not a new saying. That is a saying an Italian socialist, Antonio, you know, it doesn't matter the name, the details. Go read about it in the Anti-Communist Manifesto, available at jessekellybook.com, by the way. It's an old saying, but the communists understood. They watched the Bolshevik Revolution. They watched what happened in China. They watched all these things. And then they watched communism fail to take hold in the West. And so they had to retreat and regroup and come up with a new plan. And their plan was this. Hey, we can't just do this from street communism, street activism. That can eventually be crushed. You get one sheriff with some guts and all our people are in jail and now we're done. What we need to do is seize the institutions that would prevent communism from taking hold. And they began to simply not only take care of all the existing ones, like the FBI, they began to create their own. There is a network of communist-run nonprofits in this country, and they do more evil things than you can possibly comprehend, which brings me to a solution for that. Why are red states not pursuing these communist nonprofits and breaking them up? You can absolutely break up the communist networks of power in this country if we actually were to get an anti-communist GOP that was committed to doing such a thing. Instead, all we get is them pointing out horrible things and citing what they do as Pandora's box. They've really screwed up this time. Michael, cut 8, go.
I think it's very unfair when a political opponent is prosecuted by the DOJ, by Biden's DOJ, and I think they feel this is the way they're going to try and win, and that's not the way it goes. That'll be bedlam in the country. It's a very bad thing. It's a very bad precedent. As we said, it's the opening of a Pandora's box.
But it's not. It's not. There's been no indication it opened any of Pandora's boxes because no Republican has responded in kind. I keep hearing these threats that it opened Pandora's box and they really screwed up now, but where has there been any evidence of that? Have you seen any evidence of that? And they're creating a nonprofit juggernaut. We can't even arrest a single Democrat congressman while they get ready to throw the possible Republican nominee in federal prison. Pandora's box don't look open to me. It looks sealed shut and padlocked. All right, we still have another hour left. Lots of emails, lots of fun. Hang on.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.